you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Kieran.
And Gloria with your 11 a.m. set lines.
In local news, the Queensland government has spent almost $900,000 for private contractors to complete a project validation report for a proposed white water centre on the Redlands coast. The venue would be one of 16 requiring construction or upgrade within the multi-billion dollar deal between state and federal governments ahead of the 2032 Olympics. Redland City Council is hoping to use the proposed centre with a much larger attraction that would cost up to $300 million, with additions of a swimming lagoon, cultural centre, restaurants and a wildlife reserve. However, Community Alliance for Responsible Planning spokeswoman Lavinia Wood said the proposal would be scrapped altogether with the existing Penrith Whitewater Stadium in New South Wales used instead for the Olympics to, quote, protect the natural values of the land, end quote.
Michael Porter Chief Executive Karen Walsh saying reducing the federal government's Pickens Quarantine Centre is not the answer to homelessness in Brisbane. Before Lord Mayor Adrian Stringer announced he would set aside $1 million in his upcoming Brisbane City Council budget to help reshape the centre into emergency accommodation. Ms. Walsh said the issue is costly, quote, the beds are in units that do not have kitchens or laundries, and there are issues around space that at the quarantine centre, end quote. She also pointed out the limitation of Pinkerton's transport to short-term accommodation and the need for allied health services. Stringer has requested cooperation from the federal and state governments on several occasions in order to use the location as emergency housing. However, their concerns with budget allocation for short-term stays will be diverged from long-term housing.
And in national news, a new study into an extinct tree-dwelling marsupial has been undertaken to find more information about the now ancient about how the ancient drop bear lived its life. The Nimbodon was first discovered in 1993 in the Riversleigh World Heritage Area in Wanyai Country, northwest Queensland. The species is now known from its complete skeleton, including fossils at various ages, and it's often called the real-life drop bear for its large size and tree-adapted limbs. However, despite the knowledge gained from the bones, it was only by utilizing modern microscopy that scientists could learn more about the growth structure of the ancient animals, and discover that they grew in seasonal spurts, taking up to 8 years to reach maturity, which differs from modern marsupials like kangaroos, which reach maturity in 1 to 2 years. Research continues to better understand the diet and lifestyle of this incredible ancient Aussie icon.
A recent ATO review has revealed that 9 in 10 analysts make mistakes and wrongfully claim expense on their test returns. Assistant Test Commissioner Tim Lowe said the ATO will be cracking down on test fraud, with those running home-based businesses and earning income from short-term rentals including Airbnb and stays also under added pressure to correctly file their returns this year. According to the ATO, there was a tax gap of $9 billion in the 2019 to 2020 financial year.
And in international news, a 13-year-old girl in Florida has escaped a shark attack by punching it in the face. The teenager was sitting in waist-deep water when she was bitten in the stomach, arm, knee, and finger. The 13-year-old managed to deliver a punch and swim away, but was quickly followed by the suspected bull shark. It took one more hit for the teen to be able to successfully make it to shore. Florida, often dubbed as the shark bite capital of the world, recorded 16 attacks in 2022, and attacks have been slowly declining since 2021. Gavin Naylor from the Florida Museum of Natural History stated, quote, generally speaking, the number of sharks in the world's oceans has decreased, which may have contributed to recent lulls, end quote.
For the weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with high chances of showers. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24 degrees. The fire danger is moderate, and UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your satellite news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4cc.org.au to read more.